Organizers of the annual Syracuse Poster Project are preparing to unveil the work of area poets and artists as the series marks its 20th year. Coordinator Jim Emmons says they had a strong participation despite the pandemic, with 32 artists submitting quality work.
Some of the artists, in their comments about their work, spoke about it feeling good that artists were still making work in the middle of the pandemic, and that their participation in the poster project was a good way for them to affirm their work and feel connected to other creative people in Syracuse.
We were not coming into work every day, and I found that I was really missing going through the city every day on my usual route. I felt really out of touch with what was happening.
Ellen Edgerton has been a semi-professional artist for about 5 years, but entered something for the first time this year. She won first place.
So I was very glad to get the opportunity to just sit down and think about what it is I like about coming into the city and seeing what's going on.
Edgerton lives in the suburbs but works at Upstate Medical. Artists are given a choice of haiku and create their posters based on the poem. She selected one by co-first place winner David Manfredi.
Empty factories, swapping machines for tenants, neighborhoods are born. That last line, neighborhoods are born, really appealed to me. My poster is kind of an exaggerated perspective of buildings being converted into apartments downtown, but I kind of wanted to show it sort of in the act of happening.
Edgerton's work and those of the other winners will be unveiled through a YouTube premiere Thursday. Coordinator Jim Emmons says they typically have a big celebration with the artists, poets, and community at City Hall Commons, but anyone who's watching the virtual presentation can chat.
This little experiment with videos from people has been quite eclectic. It's remarkable what people send in, sometimes very polished, sometimes very crazy. It's a beautiful mix.
The premiere begins Thursday at 6. The posters and poetry will be displayed in the poster kiosks downtown and could also travel around the community. They're also on sale to help sustain the project at posterproject.org. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.